Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage or two from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. In today's reading, we've got Genesis 12, Matthew 11, Nehemiah 1, and Acts 11. And as we look at Genesis, we're reminded that our natural earthly affections and concerns must give way to God's divine agenda and priorities. Sin and all that comes with it, often including that bad company that enabled it, must be abandoned. Like Abram was called to walk away from his natural and familial habit and come away with God to a new unknown land. Abandoning our former way in life for God's new blessed way of obedience is bathed in promise. For Abram, when he took him from his people, he promised to make him the head of another people and make his name great. Abram was assured that the reputation his name would hold was no less than greatness in the eyes of man, as he clearly had received at this point favor in the eyes of God, as demonstrated by Abram being selected for this opportunity to demonstrate faith. When you have, like Abram, a clear challenge of your faith and you pass, you'll be able to clearly know that God is seeking to grant you a deeper understanding of Him as sovereign God. I remember this time 2 years ago. I was beginning to experience a fresh manifestation of God's fulfillment of His promise. And in 2019, in January, I found myself working outside of the church that I had served part-time or full-time in for the past 6 years or so prior to that. However, a couple months before that, in September of 2018, I was being challenged by God, tested in my faith, as He was clearly speaking to me and calling me out of that church, the only church that I had really known as a servant of God. And He was calling me to go to a new people that He had yet shown me. Just like He said to Abram, I sensed He was saying to me, I will show you. The question for Abram, for me, and also for you, I believe, in one way or another, is always, will we trust Him enough to obey? Saying that we trust God is easy. Actually, trusting Him is the hard part. We will continue to read over and over again throughout Scripture, God reminding us of His promises He's made and offering us new ones as we are obedient to Him. Our spirit-empowered decision to stand on those promises is the difference between being blessed or living a life fraught with lack. Not because we don't have the resources we need for living, but because we will lack the clear confidence that God is with us that comes with trusting obedience. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus offers us another faith test, another invitation into trusting and receiving. Similar to the test given to Abram, Jesus calls us out of our known patterns and habits of living. When He speaks the words, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He's not just speaking into the lives of those who are working themselves to the bone and exhausted, which He is, but really He's most directly speaking into this context, the psyche of the Jews who were so fixated on working for favor with God. They were toiling after traditions and ordinances that the Pharisees and scribes had laid on them. Heavy laden they were. So not only is the application for us all to come out of lives of sin and trust Jesus to forgive us and give us peace with Him, but also to lay down our human effort to earn our way into His presence. This is the toil that will always be fruitless. Yet again, the question echoes, do we trust Him enough to stand on the promise with our actions? So today, let us pray for His Spirit to empower our obedient trust, that when we go, He will show, and that when we come, He will give. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we trust You. We desire to obey you. We believe. Help our unbelief. Strengthen us through your spirit. Your word says that it's not by power nor by might, but by your spirit. We ask that your spirit would empower our obedience today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment on this episode. Hope that you've been enjoying these. I'd love to hear how you're experiencing the podcast. And then make sure you subscribe, rate, and share so that others can check this out. I hope to chat with you tomorrow night right here on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.